You're listening to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105.
Hello, that's Fred's House and Fine Life. It's their new single and it's out now if you want to go and download it. They're having a single launch gig at the Boathouse tomorrow night in Cambridge. The Boathouse is opposite the Portland Arms, which is a pub that we talk about a lot on this station. So the Boathouse is just across the road there around Chesterton area. So welcome along. It's Wednesday night. It's time for another edition of the New Music Generator. I've just finished tidying up the studio. Mr. Clover's not to blame. But in my tidying up, I found two newspapers, which I think belong to Brian O'Reilly, an empty sandwich packet, which I think belongs to Mr. Glenn Jones, a couple of drawing pins and a discarded poster. Oh, and a packet of, what's this? Luxurious marshmallow Rocky Road cakes. So thanks to whoever's left those in here. Now I've done my tidying up, I can do my radio show. On the show tonight, between now and 7:30, I'll play you music from artists that have sent me their own music in, asked me to play it. So we'll play tunes from Will Clark, The Hot Lights, Mirror Signal, Cab Driver, Annie Dresner and Ben McCarthy. Then after 7.30, we'll do the live New Music Generator acoustic session, joined tonight by the winners of the Strawberry Fair Cambridge Band Competition 2013. The Simple Tone, Johnny, Alex, Craig and Glenn will be in after 7.30. Then at 8 o'clock, it's the Unsigned Charts, which you can still vote for. Voting is closing at 8 o'clock tonight, so another 55 minutes left to vote for that. And then at 8.30, it's the Gig Guide, and we're going to do a Five a Night special previewing this week's Five a Night, which takes place at the Cambridge Junction between 7 and 10.30 on Friday night, and it's the last one before they take a break for the summer. And we'll also look back, because it's the last one, we'll look back at some of the previous ones that they've held over the last couple of months as well, some of the favourite bands that we've both seen there since, well, turn of the year, I guess. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can email me, say hi. It's tim@cambridge105.fm. You can also send me a message on Twitter at cambridge105. So, next up, we're going to play you a track by The Hot Lights. We've featured them on the show before. They've been in and played a live session. They've played one of our live gigs in the past as well. They are Tom, who's on guitar and vocals, Mike on bass, and Will on drums. They're a three-piece group that play catchy and energetic rock power pop music. Their EP was released recently. It's called Outside on the Tracks. It's a five-track EP, which contains the track we've previously played called When It Comes to You, which is a brilliant record. This is a new one from their EP. This is called Passing Time.
Oh, clueless, confused, leading myself astray. I can't always trust. We don't always do the things that we know we must. We sit on our hands and say some other time, or lie on our backs and dream up these lines. But I wonder, passing time. I was always possessive when it came to you. The thought of another still leaves me feeling so blue. But maybe you're lying there with this breath on your back. Close your eyes.
That's the Hot Lights from their new EP, which you can download now on their website. The EP is called Outside on the Tracks, and their website is thehotlights.com. Next up, we're going to play you a track from a man called Will Clark, who is a singer-songwriter from Cambridge. He's just posted on his Facebook page that I'm going to play one of his songs. He's just described me as being very kind. So thanks very much, Will. It's nice to be appreciated. So, it's a singer-songwriter from Cambridge, somebody I have to admit I'd never come across before until he contacted me. I'm going to read out the description on his Facebook page about his music. He said, "I'm sure I could dress myself up here as some sort of amazing writer and musician who's worked with God knows who and supported someone you couldn't care less about and so on and so forth. That's what everyone else is doing. And if I'm anything, it's not like anything else. Even if I am, it's not my place to say. I'm really not a fan of blowing your own horn. I'm sure you'll decide on hearing my songs whether you like me slash them or not, and it's fine if you don't, really. I still appreciate you taking the time to give my songs music a chance. I'm just a normal person who feels the need to write about life as I see it." And I really like the way that he summed himself up there. It's basically just letting the music do the talking. His influences include Morrissey, The Beatles, Oasis, Kinks and Stone Roses. For more information, you can go to Will's Facebook page. It's facebook.com/WillClarkMusic, Clark without an E, so WillClark Music. And this is a track by him called Trouble With Me.
Watching all, don't show your soul, because the answer's always no. I never really show the fact you see I never do. Makes me want to see so. Say to me, what's to be, don't carry on. She doesn't understand why she's dealing to this man. Self-control so long, it's not about. Trouble with me is real. I usually hide how I feel. You see, the trouble with me is she. Yeah, I see, the trouble with me is she. Say love, I really wouldn't know.
same. She does because she can. I do, I can't help but feel. You see, the trouble with me is real. I usually hide how I feel. You see, the trouble.
That's Will Clark. The track's called Trouble With Me. Evening to Christopher Bailey on Twitter. Thanks for your messages. I'm not going to read them out, but you're amusing me anyway. If you want to tweet at Cambridge105, you can email Tim at Cambridge105.fm. That's Will Clark. Then for more information on him, go to his Facebook, facebook.com/WillClarkMusic. He is a local singer-songwriter from Cambridge. Next up, Mirror Signal, not from Cambridge, from Bury, St Edmunds-ish, a.k.a. Stephen Barker. We played the track from Stephen's solo project a little while ago, probably 6 weeks or so ago now, and his solo project is called Mirror Signal. We played a track called Broken Soldier. Stephen is also the drummer in the band Story Boys, who have played a few gigs at the Junction 5 a night in the past. Initially a completely acoustic venture, Stephen gradually began finding a different sound and had the idea to incorporate electronic textures and jazz progressions into his music while still retaining some accessible and acoustic vibes. He's got a new EP that's due out at the end of this month, a flexible date of April the 29th. He doesn't seem to be particularly committed on that, but that's roughly when it's going to be released. And he's playing some interesting gigs coming up soon. Looking forward to seeing him on the 3rd of May at the Hunter Club in Bury St Edmunds. He's playing the Bury Connect Festival or evening with another band that I'm going along to see. He's also playing the Bury Fringe the next day on the 4th of May, which is a good lineup. And then he's also part of the Homegrown Festival on the 31st of August as well. For more information, you can check him out on Facebook, facebook.com/mirrorsignal. And this is a rather long titled record. It's called Shaking the Blood Back Into Your Dead Arm. Which is something I find myself doing most nights. I shouldn't sleep on my arm. Anyway.
I'll let you in on everything at the right time. Just give me a moment, one at a time. To be in the same place. You can only see the same things in so many ways. You said I can live my life after all we've done. Thank you.
Mirror Signal, Shaking the Blood Back into Your Dead Arm. It's a track that will feature on his upcoming EP. I'm really interested to see him live because I'm fascinated to see how this is going to translate into a live performance. It's very unique, not really something I've heard before, but it is very creative as well. So that's Stephen Barker, aka Mirror Signal, and you can see him upcoming in a couple of gigs at the beginning of next month, and you can find out more information about him on his Facebook page, which is facebook.com/mirrorsignal. You're listening to Cambridge 105, it's the New Music Generator. It's 22 minutes past 7, and my guests after 7:30, hopefully, they're not arrived yet actually, will be the Simple Tone, and we'll talk to them and they'll play some tracks for us in the studio from 7:30 onwards. Got three more tracks to play before we get them in anyway. This next track is by a artist or a writing under the pen name of Cab Driver, C-A-B, and then Driver, D-R-Y-V-E-R. Now, John Knight, who is a.k.a. Cab Driver, was listening to this show a couple of weeks ago, and I said, if you'd like to send me a track to play, then please do get in touch, and within a couple of minutes he did, and I listened to it and thought it's pretty good, so we're going to play it today. John writes lyrics and collaborates with musicians to produce new music, so I believe there is somebody else on this track. I haven't got too much information about it, and I'm sure John's listening, so perhaps he can fill in the gaps. But the record is called Speed Date Kate. It was written by John under the pen name of Cab Driver. Whether it's him performing it, I'm not sure. I don't think it is. But anyway, you can find more information about what John does, particularly if you are perhaps an aspiring singer and you'd like to work with somebody that can write the lyrics and collaborate with you on that particular side of things. You can go to his website, which is cabdriver.com, which is cabdriver.com. This is called Speed Date Kate.
Chest, don't care. Blue eyes, red lips, great tan, snake hips. I sure met this girl before, somewhere in the city on a busy dance floor. Something about this girl I just can't wait. Oh my God, it's speed date Kate. Kate, ooh, yeah. Nice face, she packs. Green looks, low cracks. Green eyes, clean teeth. No clothes underneath. Now I'm sure I met this girl before I was lying. Busy dance floor. Something about this girl got me in a state. Oh my God, it's speed date Kate. Ooh, yeah, speed date Kate.
Speed date Kate.
That is Cab Driver, and the track is called Speed Date Kate. I think that sounds very Bryan Adams-esque, which is a compliment, I think. Oh, there it is. Bryan Adams is a good singer and songwriter. So that's Cab Driver, Speed Date Kate. For more information, you can go to the website cabdriver.com. Okay, Simple Tone have arrived, but unfortunately we have some slightly bad news. And they can't perform live for us because Glenn has been ill and has lost his voice recently. So he's going to chat to us, and the other guys are going to chat to us, but we're going to play some tracks from their EP instead, which is fine. So we'll chat to them and we'll play some chat. But we can't hear them live today, unfortunately, which is a shame because I was looking forward to that. But never mind. Annie Dresner is next. Now, she released a new EP last week called East 20s. She had an EP launch for it in London. Annie's quite interesting because she moved to Cambridge from New York. So a lot of her material is written about when she was in New York and experiences when she used to live over there. She's now moved to Cambridge. And so this new EP is, I think, the first one that she's written since she's been living in Cambridge. The write-up on her website says that Dresner's poignant songs are delivered with such conversational ease, it often seems as if she's reading from an intimate letter or a book set to music. She's played various venues in and around East Anglia, including Norwich Arts Centre, Secret Garden Party and Cambridge Folk Festival, which is pretty good going for somebody that's only been over in Cambridge for a couple of years. She's done quite a lot in that time. You may have heard her when she was on the show a couple of weeks ago. She came and did a live session for us, and you can find that podcast available on the website on cambridge105.fm. So the new EP is called East 20. She sent me the EP to play tracks from, and I'm going to play you a track, which is track number one on the EP. It's called Heartbreaker.
This is how it was to be my love. Back
That's Annie Dressner from the EP East 20s. The track is called Heartbreaker. You can download that EP from her website, anniedressner.com. Okay, time for our final track, and I've left the best till last. This is Ben McCarthy, who is waiting patiently on Facebook. I just noticed he's posted on the Facebook page. It's coming. I am on the playlist. Actually, I could just play with Ben's mind and just actually, no, we're not going to play you now, Ben. Sorry, run out of time. No, we will. Now, I've met Ben a couple of times. He's been in for a few interviews, and he's an impressive young guy. He's 18 years old. He's a producer and a rapper, and he produces all of his own stuff, writes his own material, collaborates with a lot of local artists. He's collaborated with Little Trizzle, actually, who's on the Unsigned Chart at the moment. And Ben had some success on the Unsigned Chart himself last year with a track called Summer's Dreams. That would have been almost a year or so ago now. Got to number one, did quite well for a few weeks. Jay-Z and Plan B are the likes of the artists that have influenced his music, although he also says that one of his biggest influences is Justin Bieber, not for his looks or for his music, but mainly because of the way that he got into the music scene, the fact he got discovered on YouTube, and that's something that Ben would love to emulate. So he's not shy about hiding his affection for Justin Bieber in that sense, which is brave, I think, because a lot of people would shoot him down in flames, but there we go. Facebook.com/BMCOfficialUK is his Facebook if you want to find out more information about Ben and what he's up to. He's always releasing stuff, so there's always some new stuff to look at on his Facebook. This is the latest record. This is called Dreamer.
I don't know where to go. I'm lost, raising my mind. Won't you help me find my way? I'm nothing but a dreamer. I'm nothing but a dreamer. I'm nothing. I'm nothing. I'm nothing but a dreamer.
Shit, I'm nothing but a dreamer. I'm nothing but a dreamer. Shit, shit. I'm nothing but a dreamer. Have you been told you'll make it, keep it going? Strive and survive, and termination is key. I'm gone for gold, hold of the reins, mind I full control and roll, slant and face of fears. My near, my far away, confused, maybe it's a dream. Reality, a drive pulling me down. Daydream, I'm strong, I'm fierce in my dreams. Shit, I'm nothing but a dreamer.
I don't know where to go. I'm lost, raising in my mind. Won't you help me find my way? I'm nothing but a dreamer. I'm nothing but a dreamer. I'm nothing. I'm nothing. I'm nothing but a dreamer.
Shit, I'm nothing but a dreamer. I'm nothing but a dreamer. Shit, shit. I'm nothing but a dreamer. Personal strive to be a member of the town's memories. Distant heart to make out, take out. Puss used to be nothing but blur. Wish it was all true, sick imagine it all. I'm nothing but a dreamer. I'm nothing but a dreamer. Yeah. I'm nothing but a dreamer.
I don't know where to go. I'm lost, raising in my mind. Won't you help me find my way? I'm nothing but a dreamer. I'm nothing but a dreamer. I'm nothing. I'm nothing. I'm nothing but a dreamer.
Yeah, I'm nothing but a dreamer. I'm nothing but a dreamer. Yeah, yeah. I'm nothing but a dreamer. Yeah. Okay. Whoa, whoa.
world, dreaming the bigger things. Wish a bit lower, come my way. Day to day the same, rise to the top, step at a time. Waiting line, it's my time to shine. Shit, stuck in my mind, singing the same old song. Nothing but a dreamer, I'm nothing but a dreamer. Yeah, nothing but a dreamer.
I don't know where to go. I'm lost, raising in my mind. Won't you help me find my way? I'm nothing but a dreamer. I'm nothing but a dreamer. I'm nothing. I'm nothing. I'm nothing.
Yeah, I'm nothing but a dreamer. I'm nothing but a dreamer. Shit, shit. I'm nothing but a dreamer.
That's Ben McCarthy. The track is called Dreamer. You're listening to Cambridge 105. Got a couple of messages to read out before we go any further. Chris Bailey on Twitter says he likes the Speed Date Kate song. Awesome. Shout out to Cab Driver, who's the artist behind that. Cab Driver's been on, a.k.a. John. He says that Tony Nybeek wrote the music. He lives in Holland and he's listening. So hello, Tony. So we're reaching international audiences tonight. Speaking of another international audience, Dagmar in Germany says she just wants to say hi. She's enjoying the show. Thank you very much, Dagmar. And Will Clark, who we played earlier on as well, says thanks very much for playing his record. So that was him on Twitter. There we go. Some very nice people out there tonight. If you want me to play your track in the future, send me an email, tim@cambridge105.fm. I'll be honest with you, I'm running out of stuff to play at the moment, which is unusual. So if you want to send me something, particularly if I've never featured you before, but I can feature you again, then we'll put you on a playlist for the future shows in the next couple of weeks. Okay, we're going to talk to the Simple Tone in just a second.
Advertising your business is our business. For more details, call Cambridge 967-105 or email sales@cambridge105.fm. Stand out and get noticed with Cambridge 105.
Join me, Pete Robbins, every Friday lunchtime between 12 and 2 p.m. for a mix of great music, entertainment news, what's going on in your city, plus two This Day in Music History facts, and of course the Friday Five. That's between 12 and 2 p.m. every Friday here on Cambridge 105, community radio in your city.
All right, you're listening to Cambridge 105. It's 20 to 8, and it's time to talk to our guests tonight. It's the Simple Tone. Well, three of the Simple Tone, anyway. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Now, how are we all? Two of you are fine, and one of you's not quite so well, I think. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, no, I think we're all fine, aren't we?
Yeah,
we're all good.
A little bit ropey.
Battling on.
A little bit ropey.
So for the purpose of people that are listening that aren't too familiar with who you guys are, because we are one man short, just introduce who you each are and who we're missing.
John, play guitar.
Okay.
I'm Craig, I play the drums.
And Glenn on vocals.
Okay, so we're missing Alex, who's playing bass.
Yeah.
Now, you can't sing live for us tonight because, Glenn, you're not very well. So we're going to chat and play some tracks from your EP.
That sounds like such a cop-out.
Well, you know, you are an artiste. If you lose your voice or you can't sing properly or do it justice, then I suppose you're snookered, really, aren't you? Yeah. Yeah, so that's fine. So we'll have a chat with you anyway, because the reason why I got you in was because of the band competition. Although I think you sent me a track to play before the band competition happened, and then we met, and then you got through to the final, and now we're here. So it's been quite a good couple of months for you, really, in that sense, I suppose.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Definitely.
So let's go back to the beginning and tell the story from the start. How long have you guys been together as a four piece, as the Simple Tone?
It's been since 2010, isn't it? 2010.
Yeah, I think that's when we started out. Yeah,
about 3 years. Mm-hmm. We've been together in the current lineup.
Okay,
we started in 2009,
right?
But there was a different guitarist initially. Mm-hmm. But since John came in, it's been since 2010, the summer of 2010.
How did it begin in the first place? How did you know each other before the four of you that were?
I've known John like for quite a few years, actually, like through like a mutual friend.
Okay.
He was playing in a different band at the time, and me, Craig, and Alex were playing together.
Mm.
As I say, with a different guitarist.
Mm.
That guitarist decided to sort of move on.
Yeah.
And John's band split, so.
Okay, so it was good timing in that sense.
It just made perfect sense, really, yeah, for us to snap him up.
Was it the first band that the rest of you have been in? Or have you been in stuff before?
I've been in quite a few bands before, yeah.
Okay. What was the reason for deciding to get together as the four of you? Whose idea was it initially to get together as a group?
I think Glenn was probably the driving force.
Yeah.
Don't know. We're all just bored, really. Just wanted something to do. Glenn was sort of. I went away travelling, and Glenn was just sort of jamming with one of my other friends. Heard some of their stuff, and then you know when I got back from travelling, they needed a drummer, so
okay,
recruited me.
And how did you get your style of music? Because you are, I mean, I do like your style because it is. I don't know too many bands that sound particularly like the vocals. Glenn, you've got really quite unique vocals, I think, for Cambridge-based bands that I've heard of. Are you all into the same sort of music? Was it quite an easy decision to do this type of stuff that you're doing now?
Yeah. I've always wanted to play, you know, in a rock band.
Yeah.
I can only play sort of two or three chords, really, right, myself on guitar. So when John came in, he's a pretty accomplished guitarist, you know, so we all
instantly improved with John joining the band.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Definitely. I think we're all into similar sort of bands, aren't we?
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. I think the music we make as well is sort of just a conglomeration, I guess, of all those different types of bands, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that a word?
Yeah,
conglomeration. It's a very long word. Yes, don't normally get those sorts of long words on this show.
You should write the songs.
Yeah, see if you can put that in the lyrics somewhere.
Conglomeration rock.
So you've all been on the same wavelength in terms of style. You never really, somebody's never come to the band and said, well, we should go in this direction or do this, and never had a disagreement about it or anything like that.
I think we just play what we feel, don't we? Just whatever comes out.
Yeah, there's no rules with it, is there?
No.
We just.
All right. What we enjoy playing.
Have
really.
A jam.
And who are your inspirations, artists that you would look up to in the same style as what you guys do?
Big fan of Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
Mother Love Bone, Mad Season, Black Sabbath.
Nirvana.
Mm-hmm. 70s rock in general, really.
The Doors.
Doors.
They're definitely in there.
Okay. Zeppelin. Yeah.
Are you all from St Neots?
We are.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So you're all pretty local to each other. Wasn't a case of anybody sort of joined from outside of that. So that's really as far as you've gone in terms of performing in the Cambridge area? Have you performed outside of Cambridshire? So far?
We've done a few gigs in London now. We've
played
around the area and played in Bedford at Esquire's a couple of times, and we did the Hope and Anchor last year, which was quite a good venue for us to do in London.
Okay.
I'm in Islington.
Yeah.
It's quite a hallowed ground
kind
of venue. That was pretty cool. We played quite a few different places around. We're doing one in Bishop Stortford, little plug there, on Friday. So we're getting around a little bit.
Okay. And how long did it take you to start doing gigs regularly as a group from when you first got together? Was it, did you come up with the tracks first?
We probably got out a little bit too quickly, actually, didn't we?
we just started playing live and practicing live, really.
Sort of learned as you went along.
Yeah. I think it was only like 4 weeks after we played together. We played the Sunfest, didn't we? The festival in St Neots.
Yeah.
And that was 4 weeks after we started playing.
Mm. Okay. That's sometimes the best way to go, though, is just throw yourselves in and.
Definitely the best way
There is no better way of learning and improving than actually doing it properly, is there? You can practice as much as you like, but it's not always quite the same when you make it on a stage. No. So the EP the album that you released that I've got a copy of here was out at the beginning of last year. So that's a year ago that you released that. It was the end of March. And that's the first album that you released together?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
So it was a year or so in the making, I guess.
But
then an album is a longer process than just doing an EP of a few tracks, isn't it? So
yeah, definitely. It was basically a collection of tracks that we sort of honed and perfected, and we just kind of wanted to draw a line underneath them and record them and move on to something else.
Okay.
And we obviously wanted something to sell at gigs as well.
Yes. So. Always good to make a bit of money. So that was a year ago, I presume you've got some newer stuff that's since the stuff that's on the album that you're performing or in the process of putting together now?
Yeah, we've got some new material. We're currently writing our second album.
Okay.
Recording.
What did I say?
It's already written.
Oh, right. Sorry, recording. Yeah, we're in the middle of recording it. But it's going really well, so yeah. So
that'll be out sometime this year.
Hopefully, yeah. We've still got quite a few more sessions to go in there. It's all got to be mixed down properly and everything. But but no, we're really excited about it.
Okay. All right, well, we'll play a track from this album. So the album that was out last year is called Rampenny. What's the idea behind that? See, the picture is a ram on a penny farthing. So I guess I've sort of answered my own question there, really, haven't I?
Yeah,
there it is. Where did that inspiration come from?
I think it's probably John's twisted mind, actually.
Yeah?
I think I'm going to... Yeah, I might claim that one, actually.
I just turned the album over and thought, yeah, that explains why it's called that, but it doesn't really... Why the idea came from the first place. It was just a random name that popped into your head, or what?
A man riding on a ram.
Yes, it.
Right.
And John come up with the idea of a ram riding a penny farthing. Okay. I don't know why, but...
Makes a good front cover, though.
Yeah, no, it does. Well, you obviously easily tell why it's called that. In fact, the title of the album isn't very big at all. The picture's the biggest thing. It's almost like a catchphrase thing, isn't it? You can just look ram on a penny farthing, ram penny. Yes, I can guess what it is instantly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So let's play a track from this. We're going to play track one on the album first. This is called Western Ways.
Make me stand and make
There we go, it's a Simple Tone, track number one from their album Rampenny. It's called Western Ways, and we are chatting to Johnny, to Craig and Glenn from the band. So, Strawberry Fair band competition then, let's talk about that, because that's where I got to know you guys properly, was the first heat. So you entered the competition. What were your reasons for entering, other than the simple answer of we would like to play the Strawberry Fair? How did you find out about the competition and why did you enter?
I think I saw it online. I think I saw something online, perhaps Facebook. Not entirely sure where it was, but I saw something somewhere.
You aware of the Strawberry Fair before
and of course,
prestige?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've applied to play for the last 3 years.
Right.
We haven't had any luck.
Aside from entering the competition, you just applied to play a stage rather than going through the process of sort of sent
an email, you know, an extensive email begging to play.
Yeah.
that never worked out for us, so I saw that as a good option, a good route to take, really.
What's your opinion of band competitions in general? Some of them can be a bit Mickey Mouse, and some of them can be, personally I'm a fan of the Strawberry Fair one, the way that they do it, but some of them can be a bit Mickey Mouse in terms of you don't really agree with who gets through it, particularly if it's all on audience votes. It can be more of a popularity competition than a judging you on your music.
Well, we're in another one next week, I think, aren't we?
Yeah, is this the MMG competition?
Another final.
That's the final in Peterborough.
Yeah, and
That is what I'm referring to as being a bit more Mickey Mouse.
One of them. Yeah.
That's what I mentioned. I thought it was.
Yeah, no, I was involved with that with a young band that I manage, and we ended up having to buy multiple drinks just to try and have any chance of winning.
It is,
I ended up going home with a carload of Coca-Cola just to try and get through. Yeah. It's a bit ridiculous, really.
Yeah,
but you obviously did well in it then to get through to
our friends
to the
big
final.
Drinkers, so
that helps.
So are we as well.
But the Strawberry Fair one is obviously all based on judges, and judges, most of them know what they're talking about.
That was the big attraction to it, actually.
Yeah.
The fact that it was, you know, it was unbiased and it was based on a judge's decision rather than the audience.
People that didn't know you before you walked on stage and judged you just for the music that they heard. Okay, so you entered, and how long from when you entered to when you found out that you were in with a chance of getting into a heat?
Well, actually, I think we were a reserve to begin with.
Did somebody pull out?
Yeah, I think somebody pulled out.
Oh, okay. A few people did pull out of the heat that you were in, didn't they?
To begin with.
Okay.
Because we entered it really late on, sort of thing, like really late. And obviously, they'd got their lineups together already.
Yeah.
So we were a reserve.
You were which heat? You were in the third heat, third weren't one, you?
Yeah.
With who else were you in with? Was it Screen People?
Chasing
Melfina, that's right.
Yeah,
Cemetery Junction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
Screen People were a standby as well, quite late. Chasing Melfina, I think, were always in it. Did you know any of those bands before you played with them on that night?
I saw Cemetery Junction play at the weekend in St Neots.
Right.
They were really good.
They got a few prizes in the final. They were the most successful non-finalists, if you like, in terms of the competition. That was probably one of the strongest ones for heats, I think, in terms of, I don't know how close it was in the overall judging, but I guess they obviously did well with the judges, otherwise they wouldn't have got any prizes.
Yeah, they did really well. It was a really good set, actually.
Yeah. You were obviously quite surprised when you won. I think that was quite clear from your reactions when it was announced that you were the winners. You didn't really expect to win against those other bands. Who did you think was going to win?
In the final, are we talking?
In the heat.
Oh, right, in the heat.
I know you were surprised to win both of them, but...
in the heat, well, I think we all thought that we might have been pipped at the post by Cemetery Junction.
Definitely, yeah. They were wicked.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we were great as well, but,
yeah.
You know.
It was a very strong strong lineup. Yeah, okay, so you got through to the final. You got to play the Junction, which is something that you were pretty keen on playing.
Oh, that was awesome.
Because I saw you in your sound check and you said, you know, wow, this sounds really good. Sound, you know, you were quite surprised at how good it sounded in there, weren't you?
Sounded amazing.
Because we said that you hadn't played a venue of that size before, other than perhaps you played the Rock Festival before. Is that right?
Yeah.
And but obviously the acoustics are different in an outdoor venue than they are indoors. Mm. So that was a good experience, was it? Playing the Junction.
Unbelievable.
Oh,
yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, it was great.
Couldn't believe the volume.
Yeah.
And the sound check. Playing guitar, that volume was amazing.
Yeah,
just that alone was enough for me.
It must be pretty good just to play on, particularly in the sound check, just play on a massive stage in a massive room to nobody really watching you. Just to and that sound, it probably sounds better when there's nobody in the room than it does when it's full of people.
I wonder if you can hire that out for jams,
just for like half an hour.
I'm sure you can hire it out. I'm sure it probably costs quite a lot of money though.
Yeah. Marty McFly out for half an hour.
Yeah, why not? Be good experience. And what about the final itself and the other artists? Because it was a very varied final in terms of there was nobody that was quite the same. The closest to you would have been Daft M, I think, but even they weren't really the same. And the way that it was in terms of how they put the people in when they were performing was quite odd, because you guys were first and that was normal band competition style stuff, and then we went a bit obscure with, and they're all great, but in their own way. And Simon Pamrucker and Exara and their Music and Spice, your acoustic, the different other sort of style, and then Daft M at the end. It was I thought it sort of peaked and then it went down a bit and then it sort of peaked again at the end. It was a bit odd like that. How did you feel about being put up against artists that are completely different to you?
It was great fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was just a really diverse night of music. Mm. It was really good, and it was, you know, you had the poetry as well, so you had like all different types of art going on there. It was really good for that. I like that, rather than have five, say, very similar rock bands playing.
As a judge, I don't know how you managed to sort of decide between you, because you can't compare any of you
That's
to another
right.
one.
No.
So I guess it's all on sort of personal taste, I suppose.
We were a bit worried about going on first, actually.
Yeah, and there was that as well.
The judges don't really have anything to compare you to, do
no.
they? So, you know,
you can be easily forgotten
be a bit
if you're on first.
About scoring you highly if you're on first. Without seeing any of the other acts, but
yeah, don't know how they did it. I know they kept their judging sheets till the end, so perhaps they did it after they'd seen everybody, which would have been a fairer way of doing it rather than going along, as you say, because your sort of benchmark changes as you go through and change your marks at the beginning.
See.
But you did win, and that was good, and everybody seemed to be pretty happy with that result. You seem to take quite a lot of people along with you to support you all, and they all stuck around as well for the final.
Yep.
With the result.
Yep.
Which is good.
Most of them went
quite
home.
A lot of them,
they?
Quite a lot of them went on to a different. I think a lot of them had to get the bus home.
Actually. Oh, okay. So, you still seem to have quite a good reaction when you announced that you won.
Yeah, surprisingly.
Unless that was a partisan crowd that you won over that weren't there to see you originally.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we like to think so. Anyway.
Yeah. there were a lot of Daft M fans there.
Yeah.
But no, it was.
I did get an empty beer cup thrown at me from a
did you?
Fan.
Oh dear. was it thrown in love rather than hate?
It was definitely hate.
Oh, was it? Oh dear.
Oh, bitter sour grapes.
Oh dear. Oh dear. All right, so you are now playing the Strawberry Fair on the 1st of June, one of the main stages, I presume. And what else did you get out of that? Did you win any of the other side prizes?
I think we're getting to play Big Day Out as well.
Okay, that'll be good.
Yeah.
That's on Parker's Peace in Cambridge. Yeah. That's two big events. Are you playing anywhere else this summer? Any other outdoor events?
We haven't got anything planned, have we?
We're lined up for Buckfest in Buckton.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's normally a pretty good event every year.
Mm.
Well, it's an awesome event, actually, what I'm saying. It's going to be outside this year as well. So, but I think that's it. Sunfest probably in St Neots.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think we're going to start sort of trying to focus on.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We got this management deal with Sally Tees Prior.
Okay.
Out of the final as well. So, with any luck, we'll start pushing things together and trying to score a few more gigs for the summer.
Is that something you're looking forward to having working with somebody that's got a bit of experience and can give you sort of a direction to go in?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, any help's welcome. So, yeah.
Do you find it difficult sort of putting yourself out there and getting gigs and doing the music side and everything all at the same time.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah. It's tough, definitely. We were focusing mainly on just recording this album at the moment, so we wasn't really concentrating on booking gigs too much.
Yeah.
But now, hopefully, with the help of a manager, we can perhaps concentrate a bit more on, you know,
just being part of the band. Competition's got you four gigs, so it's all worthwhile, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you've been brought to my attention and lots of other people in Cambridge's attention, so no doubt you've won more fans over through the whole experience. So will you come back and play some stuff for us when the new album's out?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Definitely, yeah.
As I look forward to that. I was looking forward to hearing you do acoustic stuff, but
yeah, we was looking forward to playing as well. I honestly can't hold a note. It would have sounded terrible.
No, don't expect you to. If you're not well, you should always do it, make sure you're sounding your best. So the album's going to be out at some point later on this year. You'll have a better idea at some point when it's going to be out, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Strawberry Fair, where else are you playing in the meantime between now and then? Tell me, the MMG competition, what date's that? The final in Peterborough.
That's Friday the 25th, is it?
A week on Friday, is it? Next Friday. Time.
At the solstice.
Yeah.
In Peterborough.
Okay. Yeah. Who else is in that final, do you know?
No idea.
Okay.
No.
It's just an East of England final, I think, isn't it? So it's because it's Peterborough based, so it'll be bands that are fairly local rather than ones that are from all over the country.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure. I lost interest after my band went out of it, so I'll be honest with you. I'm not too sure. Anyway, well, good luck with that. And if you want more information about Simpletone, you can check them out online. You've got website, simpletone.com, thesimpletone.com, and Facebook, and you'll post all the details up there as well.
The album's on iTunes as well.
Oh, yes. Plug that.
Yep.
How much is it?
It's been reduced now to
$4.99. There we go. Every little helps. Brilliant. Thank you very much for coming in, guys. We'll play another track from the album as we finish. What would you like me to play now? You've got another 10 tracks to choose from.
Do Dreams. That sounds
Dreams.
Good on there.
Okay. Dreams is track... Dreams of Yesterday, track number 7. Okay, we'll do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers.
Simple minds are like all our trees in the wind. Sip on my life, mine. Simple thoughts are like kick our leaves in the wind. Sip on my life.
That is a track from the Simpletones album, which is called Rampenny. That's track number 7, which is called Dreams of Yesterday. It's an 11-track album. You can download it from iTunes. Just search for the Simpletone. You'll find it on there for the bargain price of £4.99. Good. We'll catch up with them at Strawberry Fair in about 6 weeks' time. Live sessions for the next couple of weeks. Got a few booked in now. So next week, we haven't got a live session, actually, because we'll be doing the competition for the Balancing's Monsters competition, announcing the winner next week between 7:30 and 8. So the Balancing's will be in, and we'll also have the winner of that competition. You can still enter if you want to. Very last minute, though. I've just had another entry come through, so that's great. We'll be judging the entries and announcing the winner next Wednesday on the show. So you can send in your entries the next 24 hours or so, and then we'll have to put a cut-off point on it so we can decide the winner. So no live session next week. On the 1st of May, Order 47 will be doing a live session for us, a group of students from Comberton, I think, Comberton 6th form. Alice Rayner is in on the 8th of May from the Unsigned Chart. Mira Signal, who we played earlier, will be in on the 15th of May. Mark Shepherd from the band Radar will be doing his solo stuff on the 22nd of May. And then our next takeover event, where we do the office takeover and play out in the green room, will be Fred's House on the 29th of May. So that's throughout May. We've got live sessions booked up for that. All right, it's time for the Unsigned Chart.
Wednesday, 8 o'clock. The top 5 records from Cambridge's hottest musicians, as voted for by you. This is the Unsigned Chart on Cambridge 105.
A bit later than 8 o'clock, but who's counting? Thank you very much for the votes this week. 355 votes have been cast on Cambridge 105's Unsigned Chart this week, but it's a bit of an odd voting system in terms of the way that it's all shaped out. One of last week's records is leaving the chart. This week's new entry from Little Trizzle does get a position somewhere inside the top five, but the record to make way for it is rather surprising. The record that falls out of the chart this week got just 0.6% of the vote. It had one vote on Monday when we did the update. It's now got another vote since then. It finishes up the week with a grand total of 2 votes. And the person, the artist, that's got 2 votes is Gary Hellman. Last week's number one. He's out. He's got 2 votes. Don't know what's going on with that. So he just about struggled to get in 2 weeks ago. Then he had a really big week and got to number one. And now he's fallen back out again like a stone. So there we go. Never mind. Gary Hellman and Breathe Slowly is no longer inside the Unsigned Chart. But if you want to come and see Gary Hellman, he's playing the NMG sessions next Thursday, along with Scenario, Sarah Louise, Dropout Dan and Dan Wild. It's an acoustic special, and I'll plug that again at some other point. So this week's top five then is made up of Alice Rayner, Radar, Flaming June, B Music and Little Trizzle in some order. This week's number five polled a total of 2.8%, which again isn't very much. Last week's number three, Flaming June and Rumpelstiltskin, is in the chart, but only at number five.
The Unsigned Chart. Number five.
Take what's precious to me, I'll hide it all away. You won't take what's precious to me. don't take my world from me, I'll hide it all away. You won't take my world from me. I won't play your games, now I know your name. I won't play your games, now I know your name. I won't play your games, I know you've been. I won't play your games, run for stealth skin.
Rumpelstiltskin from Flaming June picked up quite a low amount of votes this week, but just about to manage to squeak in with 2.8% of the votes, down two places. That record now spending a fourth week inside the unsigned chart. Next up at this week's number four is a record that was also at last week's number four. 6.5% of the vote for Radar and Airstrip 1.
Number four.
I've just realized someone's watching me. Every time I go out, I'm on closed circuit TV. When I'm driving in my car, they know where I've been and when. They can probably figure out when I'll go there again. They can track you down within a meter or two. There's nothing you can do. They know what you buy, and they can tell what you eat.
If they go through your garbage, their information's complete. Is that a hidden camera in the corner of my room? They tape my conversations and they tap my phone. It's not just paranoia. No, I'm afraid it's true. It's not just paranoia. There's nothing you can do. Say goodbye to freedom. The time has come. Strip one.
Is the Unsigned Chart, the top five records from Cambridge's hottest musicians.
If you are a musician or in a band and you're listening to this now and you think that your record could compete with any of these tracks we're playing, then please send me your records, tim@cambridge105.fm for consideration, and we'll pop you in a future week. That was number four, Radar and Airstrip One, second longest running record. This is their 11th week inside the chart. Radar are a group consisting of Mark Shepherd on guitar and vocals, Pete on bass, Steve on guitar, and another Steve on drums. Another band with Steve in it. That is this week's number four. So number five was Flaming June and Rumpelstiltskin. Number four, Radar and Airstrip One. And out of the chart, Gary Hellman's Breathe Slowly. There are three more records left to play, and we'll also play this week's new entry. Number three this week is Alice Rayner. Fallen For You was last week's number five. It's got 7.6% of the vote this week. It means it climbs two places, and it's now on its fifth week inside the charts.
The Unsigned Chart on Cambridge 105, number three.
Straightforward, and it needed to stop before it just got awkward. I but you keep coming back. And there's nothing I can do, so I'll count the times. I've fallen for you. I'd never write about love. I wanted my songs to be more real than that. And you wanted me to say that I've never felt this way, but I'm pretty sure that I have. I wish I had the heart to tell you. I wish I had the body and the mind. I just don't want to say anything that will make me seem unkind. But now you're not coming back, and there's nothing I can do, so I'll count the times. I've fallen for you. Have I put you through?
Alice Rayner and Fallen For You. She'll be in to do a live session for me in 3 weeks' time on the 8th of May. That record is climbing two places back up to number three. She's 18 years old. She's from Bury St Edmunds. You can find her EP titled Language and Literature on her Bandcamp page, which is alicerayner.bandcamp.com. Okay, we have two more records left to reveal.
The Unsigned Chart on Cambridge 105.
Bit of a landslide victory to the record that's at number one this week, I won't lie. 14.1% versus 68.5%. All of those 68.5% votes, which can count it up to be 243, are all legitimate. I have checked for anybody puts in a protest. So last week's number two was Bee Music in the Forest. Number one was Gary Helmer. We obviously lost him. So it's between Bee Music and Little Trizzle for the number one position today. One's got 50, the other one's got 243. And if you know what the outcome was of the Unsigned Chart update on Monday, then you will also know now who number one is.
The Unsigned Chart. Number two.
Bee Music in the Forest spends its 15th week inside the Unsigned Charts at its favourite position, number two.
Silence all around. No other people with me. There's frost. some people came to meet me. There was food and there was wine. I listened to the music and the sun began to shine.
Music and the Forest is this week's number two with a total of 14.1% of the vote. This week's number one, by a landslide, is 68.5% for Little Trizzle. He's been banging on at me for months to get this record inside the chart. Well, finally, he got it in, and his campaign for votes and his fans have done the work because they've managed to get him inside the chart. This is the record that is number one this week. It's titled Mama One Day.
Cambridge's favourite entry this week. This is the unsigned chart, number one.
I do feel a bit silly saying the word mama on the radio. But like I should be 2 years old and saying it, but anyway. I'm not street, so it doesn't really sound like it should do. Enjoy.
Mama, one day I'ma make you proud. Cause you never ever let me down. All I really wanna do is make you smile.
So tell me when I say it, I'ma
make
Mama,
one day, one day. I'ma make it up to you. Trust me. You've done a lot and now it's time for me to give to you.
Yes.
You're always there for me even when you're not meant to be. So now I'm working for the life that I want you to see. It's a tough world, I'm lucky that I got you. Hold tight, you're the strongest woman that I know too. Until I make it, my, I promise I will never stop. I'm trying to be the best I'll be and I will never stop. For the people saying that I'll never make it big. While I'm in the studio working, you're motivating me. Real talk, I'm gonna do this to my last breath. So what do you know about how I'm moving, G? Enough. Every day, man, I'm listening to these rappers' lies. Gassing about how they shop for the money and they're still alive. So young and I'm holding it down. So don't judge me until you witness my lifestyle. Mama, one day I'ma make you proud. Cause you never ever let me down. All I really wanna do is make you smile.
So don't doubt me when I say that I'ma make it right.
Mama, one day I'ma make you proud. Cause you never ever let me down. All I really wanna do is make you smile.
So don't doubt me when I say that I'ma make it right.
Yes. See the way that I've been moving now. It's all clear, I was born to get my name on the clouds. Every day, man, I'm dreaming, but you won't catch me sleeping. Welcome to Elm Street, wide awake but still dreaming. They're always telling me my life is never gonna change. But look at me, I can tell you I'm at a better stage. I've done a lot to get here, slowly building a buzz. And I pray to God they won't die down, no matter what. Now the only thing I'm chasing here is money. Forget the ladies and fame, I just want it for mommy. It's kinda hard watching her doing it on her own. Every day she working hard just to give us a
real talk.
Now I ain't going like these other rappers. Man, I stick to what I do, I never been a trapper. Everywhere I go now all I'm hearing is rap. All I'm seeing is younger saying how they got strapped. Mama, one day I'ma make you proud. Cause you never ever let me down. All I really wanna do is make you smile.
So don't tell me when I say that I'ma make it right.
Mama, one day I'ma make you proud. Cause you never ever let me down. All I really wanna do is make you smile.
So don't doubt me when I say that I'ma make it right.
See, now I wanna get my own wave. Bigger than a jet ski, I'm tryna get my own plane. I remember the last time that I saw my father. He told me if I work hard in a bit I'll be larger. So now I'm steady putting work and I'm hardly around. Every other day I'm working when the rest are in town. One day I know that everything will pay off. I mean, take a look at me now, I'm starting to get known. Mama, one day I'ma make you proud. Cause you never ever let me down. All I really wanna do is make you smile.
So don't
doubt me when I say that I'ma make you proud. All I really wanna do is make you smile.
So don't doubt me when I say that I'ma make it proud.
Mama, one day I'ma make you proud.
cause you never ever let me down. All I really wanna do is make you smile. So don't doubt me when I say that I'ma make it round. Mama, one day I'ma make you proud, cause you never ever let me down. All I really wanna do is make you smile. So don't doubt me when I say that I'ma make it round.
Little Trizzle and the song that's now going to be known as One Day. That is this week's number one. It could be number one again next week. It's up to you to decide to vote for the five records I've just played you, plus this week's new entry, which comes from Music and Spies. And don't think they've ever been in the Unsigned chart before, which is something that occurred to me earlier on when I picked their record. So they've got a new single out, which is this. It's called In My Hands. It's on the EP of the same name. They got to the final of the Strawberry Fair Cambridge Band competition, and they've just announced that they are going on tour with Lucy Spraggan, who was on the X Factor. I think, was it the X Factor? I think it was the X Factor. Last year's X Factor. Anyway, they'll be playing dates in Bristol, Leicester, London, Sheffield, Doncaster, Liverpool, Brighton and Norwich. So that's Nathan Jackson and Dan Bond from Music and Spies. If you like this record, go and vote for it. It's called In My Hands.
Easy going like that old fortress, taking it steady, never been ready and always had the best of luck. Meanwhile, there's nothing wrong with my personality, but I've got a borderline OCD that won't let me sleep till 3:30. But I'm free,
free.
Yeah, I feel free, keeping it up till everybody wakes up early in the morning with a cup of tea. It sounds good to me. And you've got my attention like a bright light in the dark. The only way to find my way is follow it home and make sure I am ready. I'm so ready, I am ready to hold your heart in my hands. And I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man, and I'm holding steady, steady as I can, yeah. Oh, don't listen to what I said, I was talking out my ass. I should have given you the time that you needed and all the things I had. Forgive, forgive, forget it all. Leave it all behind for somebody else to find. There's always gonna be the waters and the handles till we find the end of the line. But now I'm back again with my arms wide open. Yeah, they're wide open, baby. With a sense and gratitude. Oh, I'm only hoping that I am ready to hold your heart in my hands. And I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man. And I'm holding steady, steady as I can. Is it today already? Oh, I better be going. No, I'm not going anywhere. And the way I'll make sure of that is lock the door. You're not going. Hold your heart in my hands, and I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man, and I'm holding steady, steady as I can. Yeah, I am ready to hold your heart in my hands, and I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man, and I'm holding steady.
Music and Spies, I hope they do well because they deserve a bit of success in the Unsigned chart. Also a bit of success generally, but they've had enough of that. Music and Spies and In My Hands. If you want to vote for that, you can do. All six records will be available to vote when the voting opens again after 9 o'clock tonight. And these are what you can vote for.
I won't play your games, now I know your name.
Number five this week, Flaming June and Rumpelstiltskin.
I won't play your games, now I know your name. Your games, I know you've been. I won't play your games, run for stealth skin.
6.5% of the vote this week for Radar. Airstrip 1, 11 weeks in the chart now.
The time has come.
coming back.
Alice Rayner's this week's biggest climber. She's up 2 places to 3 with Nothing Fallen For You.
So I'll count the times I've fallen for you.
I started walking. Forest from B Music. This week's number 2, 14.1%.
Time it had no meaning. I just moved towards the sun.
This week's number 1, Little Trizzle. 68.5% of the vote for Mama One Day.
Tell me when I say that I'ma make it right. Mama One Day, I'ma make you proud. Cause you never ever let me down. All I really wanna do is make you smile. So tell me when I say that I'ma make it right.
Yes. To get Lil Trizzle in here next week to introduce his own song so I don't feel stupid.
I am ready to hold your.
And this week's new entry, Music and Spies and In My Hands. Voting will open after 9 o'clock. Keep an eye on the website and the Facebook page. Cambridge105.fm is our website address.
Be your only man, and I'm holding steady, steady as I can.
You're listening to the new music generator on Cambridge 105.
A message comes through from David Tucker, who says, what does he say? He says, I'm a rapper and songwriter. Could you please play one of my songs? Yes, I can. Send it to me. Tim@Cambridge105.fm. Tim@Cambridge105.fm. Thank you very much. Hi, EJ. Yep. Please, yeah. Please don't swear on my radio show.
Didn't mean to.
Oh, dear.
Everything just went wrong.
Oh, dear. Dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
Hello.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm all right.
That's good. We apologise for EJ's swear word then.
I didn't mean to.
Well, I'll edit that out of the podcast if I remember.
Please do.
Hopefully I will.
Oh, man.
Anyway, so this is EJ's gig guide. Oh. It's this last ever one. So we just decided.
Yeah.
EJ comes in every week. She gives me a tenner. Thanks very much for that. And comes in and occasionally swears.
That's the first time ever. I'm so sad.
It is the first time. But it was going to happen eventually one day, wasn't it? Let's face it.
I blame the iPod. Damn you,
anyway,
Apple. Let's move on swiftly, shall we?
You should just explain that you hit the microphone.
With an iPod.
Yeah, and useful.
Which is, anyway. Yeah, everything just went wrong.
So you got your full 20 minutes today.
Yay.
So I'm not going to kick you out of the studio after 5 minutes, so we can have a nice long chat.
It's awkward that
about
this one I saw.
The Junction Fibre Fest.
Yes, let's have a nice long memory of it.
Okay.
Since it's kind of the last one for ages now.
It's the last one for the summer, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it takes a break until September, I guess.
I assume so. Does it come back as a competition?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
Normally they are, aren't they?
So
for anybody who doesn't know, the Junction Fibre Night is something that's run by the Junction for young bands, mostly young bands. Sort of what age group are we saying? Sort of 16 to mid-20s?
Yeah.
Normally. To get involved with, play the Junction, and sometimes win a prize if it's part of the competition.
Yes.
And they happen on the last Friday of the month. Except, normally.
Yeah, I was going to say, except for the one
except
coming up.
Except for this one. Actually, that's not true. They happen on a Friday in a month somewhere.
There we go.
Yeah.
That sounds more accurate.
Sometimes the last Friday, sometimes not.
Yeah.
Okay, so the last one of the month, last one of the year so far, the current run,
yeah,
is
there we go.
This Friday.
Yes, yep. The 19th of April,
yep.
Obviously at the Junction. And tickets are a fiver, if you didn't guess from the name.
Well, the ticket price varies. It depends who you buy the tickets from. Because the bands each sell their own tickets.
Yeah.
So the Junction take £2 from each £5 ticket sold.
Okay.
So the bands can sell them for £3 and forfeit the £2. So some bands are selling them for £3.
Yeah.
I know some bands are selling for £2 and losing money.
Okay, what band is selling them for £2?
I'm going to say.
Okay.
I heard this today. I know that you can get them for £3 from 28 Boulevard and Lucid.
Okay.
And the other bands, I don't know.
I think the Varsities are £3.50.
Are they £3.50?
Potentially
£3.50. That's an interesting price point.
I think they're trying to make like 50p or something.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Or you can get them on the door for £5 on the night.
Yeah.
From the Junction box office.
That's true. I forgot bands sold them. I've never bought one from a band.
That's how most of them get sold, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah, fair play. But the doors open at 6:30 with the gig starting at 7. They actually put a lineup for what the running order is this time.
Mm.
That's never happened. Mm. That never happened. So Lucid are the openers.
Yes.
Yeah, they're performing at 7 till 7:25.
Correct.
So everyone gets a 25-minute slot except for the headliners, who get a 30-minute?
Yeah.
Yeah, extra 5 minutes worth it. And then you have the Varsity, who are playing at 7:35 till 8. And then Trouser Crisis, who is the only band I've apparently not seen before.
No, I've not seen them either.
I like their name. I feel it should be known. Their name is awesome. They're playing from 10 past 8 till 8.35. And then you have Chasing Outlaws playing at 8.45 to 9.15. Improvised Beach Party playing 9.25 to 9.50. And then 28 Boulevard headlining from 10.
Chasing Outlaws must get half an hour as well then, 9.15 to 9.45.
I can't count. I can't do maths.
The Chasing Outlaws haven't played for a while. The last gig they played in a proper venue was when they supported Mallory Knox.
Yeah.
Which was... February? January, wasn't it?
I don't know. I was there.
It was a while ago.
It was a long time ago. I didn't know I'd seen them live because I was like, oh, you know, Trouser Crisis and Chasing Outlaws, new bands for me. No, apparently I've seen Chasing Outlaws, though I honestly can't recall seeing them. As bad as it sounds.
But so are you going to tell us about each of the bands?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've actually planned this well and messed up and everything. But yes, Lucid are an alternative band from Huntingdon. I always get terrified talking about bands that you work with, Tim. I'm always scared of ruining it. Saying something that's wrong and you're just like, no.
Right, okay. Well, you're on the right line so far.
Yay.
Yep.
Consists of four members.
Yes.
They're four now. I saw them when they were like three members. So Lucas Jones is on vocals.
Yep.
Matt Jones on guitar.
Yes.
I assume they're related.
Please, you don't sound confident in what you're saying.
I never do.
I have to say yes at the end of every sentence.
Yeah, can we do it that way? See how many times you can say yes in one show.
Fine.
Yeah. And then we have Jacob Pett on drums.
Yes.
Oh, I said his name right, yeah. And then Tom Brown on bass.
Correct.
Yeah, look at that. I thought I'd be brief on these people, but I'm lagging now. So the Varsity, let's move on to them.
Is that it?
That's all I got for Lucid.
That's Lucid, that's done. Okay.
Yeah, I think I mentioned him like last week as well. And I know they're mentioned a fair bit.
Okay,
so
fine.
I'm sure people can find them.
Move on to the Varsity.
Yeah, let's move on to them. So they're a five-piece band from Cambridge. And they are, I didn't really know what more to say. Apart
You're going
to
go
this.
Through the members again and I'll say
I
yes?
I can, but I know the members of that band.
Okay, fine.
But I do know that they are recording their set at the Junction on Friday.
They're doing a video.
Is it a video?
Yeah. Sounds interesting. Let's see if I can get into that video somehow.
Can you do it dressed as a beer bottle?
No.
Oh.
I'm not going dressed as anything funny.
Oh.
Just me.
Just you.
Yeah.
Can you do something weird to get in on the video?
I don't know, maybe. What should I do?
I don't know.
Actually, no, I wonder why I ask you, because you've come back with a random suggestion.
I am, and it won't be good.
Okay.
So I will think of something. I'll just put some random thing on you and hope you don't notice, and then you just go into the video with it on and be like, You know, like when you do important talks and I put party poppers in your hair.
Yes.
Yes,
yeah.
That didn't happen, ever. I'm not evil, I swear. We'll move on to Trouser Crisis now. They're awesome named. I'm still obsessed with that name. They're a punk indie rock trio consisting of Dan Prentice, Rich Archer and Chris... I can't read my own writing. Chris, somebody on bass.
Are they local? Because I've heard of them, but I've never seen them play in other venues or...
I can't tell you. Their Facebook is very lacking on information.
Okay.
That's literally pretty much all that's on their Facebook other than, here's some links to our songs. But, yeah.
Have to ask them.
Yeah, we can get some nice info from them. And then Chasing Outlaws are an alternative indie rock band from Cambridge who formed in 2009. And as you pointed out earlier, they have supported Mallory Knox, which is just awesome.
Yeah, they don't play much in Cambridge anymore because one of their members is at university. So he's back at the moment for this gig.
Ah, I liked who the local artists they like were, because it was 28 Boulevard, Lady Grey and Isaac's Aircraft.
Yeah.
I was like, that's pretty
There's
cool.
There's two brothers in Chasing Outlaws as well, same as there is in 28 Boulevard. Interesting fact.
I assume that would be the lead vocals and guitarist and then the other vocals and guitarist, who are Alex and Nick. I can't say their last names.
Arosa.
There we go.
Yep.
Yeah. I got my facts straight. I really need to write on bigger paper. Full shift. So Improvised Beach Party, they were in the finals of the Five Fest, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
They came second? I believe
so. Who won?
Varsity.
Did they? I thought Improvised Beach Party won.
Improvised Beach Party came second, Lady Grey came third. And it was one vote in it between Lady Grey and Improvised Beach Party.
Okay.
Yeah. But I like how
Are
many...
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm 100% sure the Varsity won it. Why are you having such issues with this?
Okay.
The Varsity seems to win. Like, no.
No offence, Charlotte. I don't believe you. I'm going to check.
Oh. Well, while he does that, let's talk about how many name changes Improvised Beach Party have had in their lifetimes. Because I know they started out as Attitude in 2008. And then in 2011 changed their name to The Somebodies. And then settled into Improvised Beach Party. And Tim really is checking this because he does not believe us.
I know Varsity have won most competitions going lately, but I thought this was one they didn't win.
No, they won it.
Okay.
I swear. Guys. Anyway, we'll move swiftly on to 28 Boulevard, who are a five-piece alternative rock band from Cambridge. And are headlining it. I saw their announcement earlier. Am I allowed to spread it on radio news?
Yes, public news now.
Why not? So they announced that they are going on they're going on tour in June.
Yes.
Supporting Room Service?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
It's a band called Room Service who are based in London. and they're going on their own tour, and we're tagging along.
That's exciting.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. I'm tagging along too, going on tour.
Fair play.
I won't be here that week. I need to find someone to do the show.
I would say me, but after the earlier thing.
Did you just catch yourself out of that now?
I did. Oh, man. Let's play a song now so I can get composed again. Let's go for the Varsity to highlight this show.
All right. Are we going to play a track from their EP?
Yes.
The EP was called Tomorrow. No, it's not. The EP is called Get Down, Get Loud.
Yeah.
And this is called Tomorrow Never Comes. Varsity, Tomorrow Never Comes. We run a three strike and you're out system on this show, and EJ's now had two strikes, a third, and she's gone.
Aww.
Be careful what you say.
I work so hard.
Apologies for the swear word in that song as well, but we'll blame the Varsity for that. I'll have a word with them on Friday.
Let's talk about other things that happened at the Fiverr Fest that don't orientate around bad language.
That's quite difficult, isn't it?
No, actually, there's rarely any swearing at them. Unless Lady Grey are on stage, and then there's a lot.
Right.
Or Home Salvation, who did it recently.
Yeah.
But ignoring that, yeah. So I was thinking about like the bands that stood out most to me that obviously aren't playing at the next one. And I got drawn to Veteran again. It was between the Story Boys and Veteran.
Is it Veteran or Vendetta?
I don't know. I think it's Vendetta. I'm sorry, guys. Hello. I've fallen apart today.
I think you mean Vendetta.
I do, because I think I was... Actually, no, there was one song by Veteran I liked, but not much.
And that this is the band with the female vocalist.
Yeah, it's Vendetta, I know.
Yeah.
I'm just completely on the wrong track here. But yeah, I would have done the Story Boys if it wasn't for their show in the finals where it was just not very good.
Yeah.
And everything that everyone liked about them was sort of just stripped out of that set, so it really saddened
me. I've not seen the Story Boys.
No, you didn't really miss out on much. You would have done if you'd seen them the first time they performed, because they were awesome. They had like a cello going and that was their bass sound, which was really cool. But then they ditched it and it sounded a little less fun. But then Vendetta, literally, they amazed me to the point where I was like, I didn't get it was a female vocalist doing the screaming parts. I was amazed by it. So I thought I had to kind of give some credit to them for that, because I would like to see them again at the Junction, and I haven't, and I'm saddened by this.
Okay.
But I know you picked Lady Grey as your ones that stood out.
Well, I couldn't think of, not to sound mean about all the other artists, I've been to a few Fyberfests in the last few months, but the ones I've been to have been because most of the artists are playing this Fridays.
Yeah.
So I've been to see 28 Boulevard, or I've been to see The Varsity.
Mm.
So there aren't many that I would say would stand out for me other than Lady Grey.
That's true.
There are a few artists I've seen that I've been disappointed with, and I won't. It's not fair to say who. And I think this Friday's lineup is the strongest Fiver lineup they've had.
I'm trying to think, because I thought the finals was quite strong, but then this one has a lot more bands that I actually like on it. So you're probably right on this one. Actually, it's quite a strong lineup. It's quite a mellow one though.
Yeah.
Moderately mellow, shall we say?
Okay.
But yeah, I still think I'd give mine to Vendetta, so I thought I'd give them a little play today. Plus, okay. I heard their new stuff recently, like that hasn't been released yet, and it's pretty good.
All right, okay, let's play this Vendetta song, this is 5 minutes long. Okay, well, that's going to take us up to the end. We've got time for my
That's good.
My
less talking
anyway.
From me today is good.
Okay, good. All right, in which case then, we'll play Vendetta, and I'll just say goodbye now, shall I?
Let's do
that instead.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for listening. I'll just read out this quick message that's come through from Will on email. It says, who would I contact in relation to playing at the Junction? We're all 16 if that's a requirement. Drop me in. Oh, I'll reply to your email, actually, Will, and I'll tell you who to contact. Not me. That's something I'm not responsible for. Okay, this is Vendetta and Lesson Learned. You can check out the podcast on the website, cambridge105.fm. Later on this week, it'll be minus swearing. Goodbye.